Alphabet Duck number 1317, which appeared in the Trinidad Tobago Newsday on August 30th, 2021, under the headline, Why Facebook's Transparency Should Worry You. I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. Facebook recently issued its first quarterly transparency document, the widely viewed content report, covering posts in the US for the second quarter of 2021. But it wasn't the first report that the company produced. The first was an analysis of Q1 2021, and the social media company didn't like the results. After the New York Times, the Times hereafter, reported the quashing of the first transparency report, a PDF of its findings was released. Both reports seem largely innocuous, listing top posts and popular domains and links, heavily populated by feel-good video posts and avuncular memes. But the first report listed the Epoch Times, which Facebook has banned from advertising because of its anti-China misinformation campaigning, as the 19th most popular page for that quarter. Facebook argues that posts with the most views during quarter two attracted just 0.1% of the volume of views on its social media service. Posts with a link to external content were in a further minority, representing just 12.9% of newsfeed content in the US. The majority of posts were viewed from friends and people followed, 57%, followed by posts from a viewer's groups, 19.3%. But it's important to consider what Facebook is not reporting in its public analysis of content. The company is not being transparent about the quantity of hate speech, disinformation, and political gerrymandering it has identified on its platform. Neither has it explained what it has done to limit the visibility and spread of such posts. CrowdTangle, a Facebook content analysis tool, was used by The Times to understand the spread of a misinformation article by Joseph Mercola, an osteopathic physician in Florida, whose false anti-vaccination claims reached more than 400,000 people. Mercola currently holds the top spot among the disinformation dozen, a listing of the 12 most pervasive people who originate 65% of all anti-vaccine messaging on social media. Withholding its first transparency report isn't the only action that Facebook has taken to limit access to its inner workings. In April, The Times reported that CrowdTangle, which has operated semi-autonomously within Facebook since 2016, was broken up and added to the social network's integrity team. Roy Austin Jr., the son of a popular former U.S. ambassador to Trinidad and Tobago, is now Facebook's VP of Civil Rights and Deputy General Counsel. He spoke at AmCham's Tech Summit on July 6th in a session on Tech as a Force for Good, discussing his work prosecuting hate crimes for the U.S. Department of Justice and the Obama administration's review of police data as part of the My Brother's Keeper task force. These initiatives resulted in a real transparency in policing for police departments, improved life opportunities for those who were touched by My Brother's Keeper, and resulted in a serious look at the risk of reliance on bad and questionable data, Austin said. I see my job as two things: ensure that Facebook does no harm and see that Facebook does good. If we can help mitigate the harm or concerns around issues such as hate speech, false information, and bias, Facebook's stated goal of building a global community that works for all of us comes closer to a reality. Such optimistic views are not uncommon among Facebook's employees, and the company vigorously positions itself as a neutral, benign platform for public conversation and comment. In some ways, it is exactly that. And the toxic environments that flare up on its pages are often an accurate, if depressing, barometer of unpalatable public thought and sentiment. The company's enthusiasm to be seen as a good guy often make it seem to be an overcompensating villain. A tweet by Facebook's head of newsfeed, John Hegeman, about CrowdTangle results captured by Times journalist Kevin Roos backfired because Hegeman's responses depended on data that's not available to the public. Unfortunately, because Facebook is also a walled garden, its stated intentions cannot be compared to its actual practice, which is opaque to most observers. Even the most basic tools of CrowdTangle are not accessible to the general public, and anyone wishing to use the analytics app must jump through significant hoops. Facebook will undoubtedly argue that such restrictions are necessary after the humiliations of Cambridge Analytica, but the company cannot aspire to transparency without offering a comprehensive, publicly accessible analytical view of its content and behavior as a business. If you don't like Facebook, you don't have to join. But it's hard to ignore the influence and power of a publishing platform that brings communication tools to a third of the global population. By any reasonable measurement of the term, Facebook is a publisher, but it's one that continues to deny both that role and the responsibility of sharing information on a global scale. Links in this column are given in shortened URLs with the HTTP prefixes left out. New York Times links are subject to paywall restrictions. Facebook's Quarter 2 Transparency Report, J.MP/3ZSED LV. Times reporting on Facebook's transparency measures, J.MP/3JTN0YM. Times link to unreleased Quarter 1 report, J.MP/2WZHIFQ. John Hegeman's rebuttal tweet, J.MP/3DW5KCH. The published version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version produced for Newsday. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at TechNewsTT. Thanks for listening.